Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
It's at 17 minutes to 10 o'clock or 11 o'clock. Yeah, I lost an hour there for a minute. Michael Donoghue, good morning.
Good morning, how are you?
So Michael, you're a male pole dancer.
That's correct, yes.
Now, what sort of reaction do you get when you tell people that this is what you do?
Well, it really kind of depends on the word. For example, I wouldn't use the word pole dancer an awful lot. I would usually say pole acrobat.
Okay.
To be honest with you, it's kind of all the same. There's pole acrobatics, there's pole sport, there's pole dance. They're all kind of originally the same kind of thing.
And they all center around the pole.
Pole, exactly, yeah. But usually pole dance, when you say that, people will immediately kind of get a picture of exactly, yeah.
They think pole dance, they think, well, that's going to be a costly night out for the lads.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah. Whereas that's not what it is at all, no.
That's going to be an overcharged night out for the fellas, apparently. But you're obviously talking about something completely different, which is more to do with fitness, isn't it? And athleticism.
Exactly, yeah. Pole fitness or pole sport it's essentially the easiest way to explain it for anyone even who is listening now who has never even seen a picture or a video.
Exactly.
Is imagine a gymnastics routine on a 4 meter vertical steel pole. That's the best way to explain
it. Perfect description now, because I'm there now.
Yeah, exactly. So that's all it is. So it's based around kind of flexibility, strength, power, all these kind of elements, and you essentially have to put a routine together on the pole and incorporate kind of floor work as well into it, so kind of floor tricks as well.
Okay, so it's quite a skill, really. It's about physical agility.
Absolutely,
and suppleness and ability around the pole.
Exactly, absolutely.
Gotcha. Now, you're just back from Beijing.
Yes, that's correct. Yeah.
I'd say a fascinating place to go, is it?
It's very bizarre.
It was bizarre,
amazing, totally different world than what we have over here. Fascinating country. Yeah. A lot of smog, a lot of pollution, but oftentimes you would feel after you've traveling around for the entire day, you would feel like you'd been in a room with a lot of smokers. But fascinating country to actually visit. It was great that they had the World Championships. They have it in a different country most years.
Yeah.
And for the last 3 years, it was in Europe. So this was the first time it was over in Beijing. So it was really
exciting. Pole Sport Fitness Championships.
Absolutely, that's correct.
Which, to give a definition, would be what of that?
How do you mean?
So you'd have like what is the pole sport?
The setup.
What could the categories be? How much can you do?
Essentially, the way it works is you have to construct a 5 minute routine, and you have a stage. You've got 2 4 meter poles. One of them is fixed. It's called a static pole, and the other one is spinning. So it spins on an axis. So you can create spinning kind of tricks on it, and you have to create a 5 minute routine incorporating those two poles and incorporating floor work between them. So, for example, I have a bit of a background in breakdancing, so I incorporated some breakdancing work in the floor. People can incorporate ballet or some somersaults and all. So it's kind of it's up to yourself what you create between the two poles.
And you, how did you do in your category?
I did okay. I came 8th, which I was kind of happy about because I came 8th in the world, but at the same time I was really hoping to try and get... I didn't think I was going to win. I was up against some really tough competition. Some of the Ukrainians and the Russians were competing and they were just phenomenal. They've been doing a lot longer than me. And
the further east you go, the better they get with the pole? Is that
not necessarily, no. Just these guys are just particularly talented happen to be from there. But
big countries anyway as well. Yeah.
It was an amazing experience to be able to actually... I've been doing it for just over 2.5 years, so to actually do it alongside them on the stage was an amazing feeling. It was really, really cool.
Right, now your girlfriend... was on the Late Late Show with me, wasn't she?
Yes, she was, yeah.
And she's Terry.
She's Terry,
Terry.
Yeah.
And there was another girl.
Lizette is her dance partner. They compete in the doubles.
Right, so they were doing... They did a pole... Do you not like me saying pole dancing?
You can say whatever you like.
I know, but I don't want to be... Like, if there's a smell off pole dancing that you don't like, I don't want to be disrespectful to you either.
Not at all. No, it's fine. Pole dancing or pole fitness is fine.
Let's call it that just to be polite as much as anything else. So, did you guys meet and bond over a pole?
Yeah.
Did you?
Essentially, we met at a music video. And
you were watching?
At a music video, we were asked to be performing a music video. See, at the time, I was spending some kind of work doing in nightclubs, doing fire performing. I used to do fire juggling and so on. I know it's totally different than pole.
No, but you sound like you fell out of the circus and landed in a fitness studio.
I think that's what my parents always told me. I said, you should have been in the circus.
No, but you obviously like that world.
Yeah, I've always had a fascination with it. So when I was told I was doing this music video with a pole dancer, and it's funny enough, I was visualizing what a lot of people would. Oh, it must be a kind of a stripper type girl. And when I met Terry and I saw what she was doing, I was like, that's not pole dancing.
Art. Yeah.
What that reminded me of was Chinese pole acrobatics, which has been around for centuries.
Right.
And I said to her, that's amazing, I'd love to have a go. And so she invited me to her studio in Maynooth and said, we do open training on a Sunday, you can come out and try out the pole, see what you think.
Yeah.
And I just got hooked into it. I just thought it was fascinating, and I want to learn more and more, and I have never
so
left.
Funny, I was talking about Terry, you're talking about the pole. Which do you fancy more?
Maybe the pole. Maybe 50-50.
She's outside now.
Yeah, she's going to hit me.
She might come through that glass. but you sound like somebody who loves what they do and how they do it. What was the music video, by the way?
The music video,
can you remember? Who was it?
I can't even remember.
Terry can't remember either. It's probably in it.
I can't remember the name of it at all. Elephants and Time, I think, was the name of the song. Yeah, she's thumbing me up there. That was the name of the song, but I can't remember the name of the group.
We'll get there eventually. So you kind of, as I say, back to yourself and Terry, you went to the classes and you've started, dating? And
yeah, I started doing the pole, and then I kind of got to like her a little bit, and and we just kind of took it from there. I'd been doing pole a good few months before we started dating.
And what about your friends? How do they feel about your pole fitness?
When I first started, they were a bit like, what are you doing? And like, that's a bit weird, and so on, pole dancing. But again, it came from the idea that they didn't know. I don't think they knew what it was. And anyone we generally meet, for example, who'd be like, what is it like you do? You just kind of show them a video or explain to them. Yeah. And then they go, oh, okay. Because a lot of people would, obviously, when you say pole dance, they might assume that, oh, you're a stripper working, like you said, an expensive night out in town. But everyone else has been, the support is phenomenal, especially since the World Championships, for my parents and the rest of the family.
Yeah, how are your folks with it? They sound like they're kind of have a nice attitude towards it.
Oh, they absolutely love it, they think it's amazing, and they just fully support what we do. They knew I've always had an interest in kind of gymnastic type things. I've always had an interest in that kind of area of fitness. So when they saw what I was involved in, I'd be showing them videos and pictures, they just loved it. They think it's amazing.
And you teach it now, do you?
I do, yeah.
Is it busy? Is there much uptake in it?
There is, yeah. See, I teach beginner classes, which are female, and then I teach male as well. Like, so I teach guys, and I teach one-to-one and classes and so on in the studio, in Terry's studio, Maynooth.
And what do guys get out of it? I mean, I can imagine girls get the fitness thing, and it's kind of sensual, though, isn't it, for women?
It can be. It can help bring in a lot of confidence and so on. Yeah. But a lot of people, men, women, even children, we teach the kids as well, that you're getting all the benefits of fitness, like what you spoke about earlier on, agility, strength, flexibility, muscle tone, all these things, that cardiovascular fitness, all the things that we kind of typically all need, but the pole is just a different way of doing it than kind of more conventional methods.
All right. Well, look, we wish you well, Michael. We saw a male pole dancer and thought, let's get him in.
Yeah.
And explain himself. And you've done so with great skill. And it's nice to see you. And I see Terry's outside taking a picture. We'll give a smile there, Terry. And we'll do a picture for our Facebook page so everyone can have a look at you.
Absolutely.
Now, where will they, can they go to see you in action? I mean, what have you any online presence that they can see you pole?
Yeah, Facebook actually will be the best, because it's what we use the most now. So you could, my name, Michael Donoghue, on Facebook. My second name is spelled Donohoe.
Yeah.
And I have my Facebook page public so people can come in and look at pictures and videos, and also on the Fierce Fitness Dance Studio page as well. There's a lot of videos and photos of myself on that as well, and you can drop me an email if you're interested in inquiring about classes.
Okay, they can go along there to see. Killian in Cork says, I twice played a gig in LA at a strip club called Crazy Girls, and the pole dancers performed on the stage as we played and said they were amazing dancers. I presume that's a tribute to their fitness in every sense, rather than the obvious. All right, Michael Donoghue, thank you for your time today.
Thank you very much.